This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, December 27th, 2013. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. Claire will be joining us in the third hour. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Right here, just as we went to airtime, Fox News was launching with the story about how Iran is building new centrifuges for uranium enrichment. How dare they do that? Don't they understand this is wrong and evil and so forth? Now, you need to go back and remember the P5 plus one deal was that the United States and the West would ease the economic sanctions against Iran, and Iran in exchange would halt enrichment. And what's the first thing the United States did? They expanded the list of sanctions. And so Iran is saying, all right, the deal is off. We're going back to developing our nuclear technology, and they're focusing on developing nuclear propulsion for cargo ships, which is a very, very good idea. It's opposed in this country by the petroleum lobby, but it's a really good idea. So they're starting to ramp up to develop nuclear power for commercial shipping. And, of course, the American media is, oh, there, it's the centrifuges, it's the uranium, it's the bad, you know, and forgetting, of course, that Iran is only responding to the unilateral actions of the United States to undermine the P5 plus one deal. So they're back out there. Oh, we've got to have war with Iran. We're going to start talking again about war with Syria, because Syria just signed an offshore oil contract with Russia. Oh, they can't do that. That's our oil. It has to be sold for dollars, not for rubles. So it's just cranking up like crazy. A lot of people are still recovering from the Christmas holiday. And a lot of people are very angry because they've been paying attention to these sale prices, the Boxing Day sales we saw yesterday, and realizing that they're being duped by all of this, because the original prices are simply run up sky high, so they can say it's 70% discounted down to this price. And these people are going back and remembering that before the Christmas shopping season began, all of these items were down at those low prices. And so come Christmas, they raise the official price so they can say, we're giving you a discount of 50 to 60 to 70% as another lure into the store. And a lot of people are beginning to realize it's just another scam to get your money, that these retailers, these corporations will say and do anything to get your money. Doesn't matter if it's ethical, doesn't even matter if it's legal, doesn't matter if what they're selling you is unsafe, it's all about taking the money from you. Now, interesting story over at silverdoctors.com, where they're talking about how the 10-year treasury yield hits 3%. And this is definitely an increase. Down in October, it was 2.5%. And Silver Doctors is taking the position, has the Fed lost control of the bond market? And the answer is absolutely not. Because remember, if you go back to the quantitative easing, where the Federal Reserve is creating some $85 billion a month out of thin air, and some reports say it's actually up closer to $150 billion a month out of thin air. Half of that money is going to buy Treasury bonds. And at this point, the Federal Reserve owns an estimated one-third of all federal government debt. That's your future enslavement. And they got it for the cost of ink and paper and typing onto a few keyboards. And the reason the Federal Reserve is doing this, along with simply buying the federal government, is to make it look like there's a demand for treasury bonds to drive the prices back up, because a lot of foreign nations aren't buying treasury bonds anymore. A lot of individuals aren't buying treasury bonds. So the Federal Reserve grabs huge blocks of them to try and drive the yields back up, to try and revive foreign interests' investment in U.S. debt. I don't think it's going to work, because I think the whole world understands right now the entire U.S. economy is being kept together through fraud, deception, rigging of the books, lying about the numbers. Now, over at McDonald's, which has come under severe fire for its recommendations to its own employees how to be able to live on the pittance that McDonald's is paying. And they were out there saying, well, you know, go ahead, apply for food stamps. So, you know, it's perfectly okay for you to be on food stamps while you're working at McDonald's. They were encouraging some of their employees to help less fortunate employees over the Christmas holiday. They had that ridiculous health column, which has since been taken down, advising their own employees that they probably shouldn't be eating diets of burgers and fries for the sake of their own health. And apparently today, McDonald's is now encouraging their employees to look carefully at all the Christmas presents they received, look at the ones that maybe they don't really need, and go ahead and take them back for the money. It doesn't get scroogier than that, I don't think. Meanwhile, Starbucks has launched a public relations campaign where they are promising to reserve 10,000 jobs in their coffee shops across America for returning military veterans. And it sounds like a really good thing to do. And yes, we want to take care of our veterans, until you realize these are minimum wage dead end jobs that will go nowhere. And what Starbucks is basically underscoring is the fact that our military veterans coming back from the war zone, quite in contrast with all those commercials about how if you join the military, you're going to learn all these useful skills that will mean jobs in peacetime, that these veterans are returning without really knowing much beyond drone strikes and killing people and waterboarding the rest of them. And so Starbucks is basically setting up 10,000 minimum wage dead-end jobs for our returning veterans, and it hammers home the point. These kids don't have any skills given to them by the military that will translate into the peacetime economy. Interesting story coming out of Great Britain. I think we can presume the same thing is happening here in the United States. The one part of the economy that is doing really well is public relations. Or to put it less politely, people who are paid money to lie to you. Whether you call it propagandists, public relations, or spin doctors, apparently over the last two decades, that industry has grown by 380%. Lying to Americans is big business, and it's only going to get better now that the new version of the National Defense Authorization Act has legalized the U.S. government to use propaganda against you to get you to believe the economy is doing really well, to get you to believe the world is getting warming and you have to pay carbon taxes, to get you to believe that vaccines are good for you and Muslims are all evil, and you, the highest purpose of your life is to breed soldiers to fling onto the enemy's bayonets. And so now, it used to be illegal in this country for the government to propagandize the people. They were doing it anyway, but it was illegal. The new NDAA removes that restriction. It is now perfectly legal for the U.S. government to lie to you in their eyes. I have a different view. There's no place in the Constitution that authorizes this government to lie to you, the American people. And I hold that when the government lies to you, about Saddam's nuclear weapons is one example. That is the highest of high crimes and misdemeanors. And a lie on that scale to trick the people of the nation into a war of conquest for private corporate interests is, it's more than impeachable. It is remove the entire governmental. And so we have a lot of the courts are now trying to say, oh yes, what the government is doing is legal. Apparently, a United States federal judge in New York throughout the ACLU's lawsuit against the NSA over the phone data collection by arbitrarily declaring from the bench it is perfectly legal. It's absolutely perfectly legal, according to this federal judge in New York. Emphasis on federal, because you know who's signing his paychecks. Or alternatively, this judge got a late-night phone call playing back recordings of the judge's calls to Fifi's phone fantasies or some other such embarrassment. In any event, we the people are not compelled to allow judges to decide for us what is or is not constitutional. The United States Supreme Court decision Marbury versus Madison states that laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. That implies we have the right to decide for ourselves that the NSA spying violates the Fourth Amendment, and no number of bought and paid for judges is going to change my mind about that. We'll be right back.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about how there is a very obvious double standard starting to emerge where everything the government does is okay and declared legal by the judges, and everything that you do, of course, is grounds to suspect you of being a lone wolf terror suspect. And we're following up on this story about an Arab language student who actually his career path was to go to work for the United States government. You know, in the foreign, he was interested in Middle East politics. He was studying Arabic. His flashcards included words that appear often in the Arabic press, including bomb. And he was arrested and detained for 5 hours over his flashcards. And they grilled him, you know, do you know anybody who's overtly opposed to the U.S. government? Which probably everybody does at this point. Well, he sued the TSA, and predictably the court has said, oh, no, no, you can't sue the TSA. No matter how much they abuse your civil right, they're the TSA, they're above the law. NSA is above the law. You can't sue them. Meanwhile, there's a rather amazing story that has come out. If you are an FBI informant, and I know a few of you probably are, you can do whatever you want, and the government will say, okay, the FBI allowed informants to commit almost 6,000 crimes in 2012. The numbers are finally surfacing. So when you look at the crime statistics of, oh, how bad crime is getting, 6,000 of those crimes, almost 6,000 of them, 5,900 and change, were committed by undercover FBI informants who were told by the FBI, go ahead and commit that crime. You will not be arrested. You will not be prosecuted. You will not be jailed. The exact number is 5,939 times. The government is committing more crimes than the criminals are. And the double standard applies. We're with the government. You can't prosecute us. Yes, I just mugged a little old lady, but I had to do it to maintain my cover as an FBI informant. Now, of course, we're coming up here on New Year's. And by the way, a program note, we will be live on the air all week next week, including New Year's Day. And with the end of 2013 and the start of 2014, the big Christmas surprise of Obamacare is about to hit, because along with the higher insurance premiums, the higher deductibles, the narrower networks, the no, turns out you can't keep your doctor after all, are all these stealth taxes that are hidden in Obamacare. An estimated $1 trillion in new taxes in Obamacare for things like tanning. If you go to a tanning parlor to work on your tan, because there is a link between tanning and cancer, there will be a tax on the tanning bed. I'd like to see them come out here to Hawaii and walk down the beach and tax the people lying there on the beach getting a little bit of sun. But that's another part of this aspect of the Affordable Care Act that tells us this has nothing to do with the health of the American people. This is just a desperate cash grab by this government that has spent itself, borrowed itself into an unpayable black hole of debt. And their only solution is to say, oh, we got to take more money from the American people. They've got plenty. They don't need all that money to live on. You know, they can, you know, live in a shack or something here for the good of the nation and the struggling banks, so forth and so on. Meanwhile, a very interesting aspect of Obamacare has come to light. It turns out that 628 pages of the Affordable Care Act were written by Robert Creamer, who was in prison at the time for defrauding banks in order to keep his Marxist Communist Community Organization afloat. He was convicted on 16 counts of bank and tax fraud. He wrote a book, Stand Up Straight, How Progressives Can Win. And apparently he's been an inspiration for Obamacare. Now, over at the New York Times, Paul Krugman wrote an article, The Fear Economy, and he's talking about another unfortunate aspect of the coming new year, where a lot of America's unemployed are about to have the unemployment benefits cut off. Now, this is a gift from the Republicans in Congress, who are saying, well, if you can't find a job, it's because you're not looking. You're just staying at home, you know, living high on the hog on unemployment. And if you've ever been on unemployment, you know it's not a huge amount of money. It's not going to pay your rent. It's barely going to get your food and your gas. Nobody's living high on the hog on any of these unemployment benefits. But the Republican logic is, if we take away all their support, they'll go out and find jobs. And the logic breaks down because the jobs are not out there. The reason these people are on unemployment to begin with is the federal government just let the money junkies run wild, offshoring all the high-paying manufacturing jobs. And cutting off the unemployment benefits is not going to improve the job numbers if there are no jobs out there. This GOP plan isn't a plan. It's classic blame the victim thinking by a federal government unwilling to acknowledge they've screwed up this nation by catering to the money interests rather than keeping a watch on the economic health of the nation as a whole. That's what went wrong. Congress said, oh, our job is to take care of Wall Street, just like the Federal Reserve is taking care of the stock market. That's the important thing. The American people will take care of themselves, and they'll have money that we can take from them. And it doesn't work that way. And that's what went wrong. The federal government aligned itself with the financial corporations against the general population, and that is the classic definition of fascism. Because when we look at that two-party system, the Republicans are the fascists, the Democrats are the socialists, and we're supposed to find some sort of a path to peace and prosperity between the two arguing sides there. Meanwhile, over at American Express, they got caught doing some deceptive marketing and bad billing. They're going to be refunding $59.5 million to their customers as a credit on your credit card bill for basically being a little underhanded. And as usual, it is a tiny, tiny pittance of the total that they scammed out of people. Meanwhile, down in Atlanta, Georgia, their public transit authority has begun installing urine detectors to try and stop people from relieving themselves in subway elevators. These urine detectors are costing $10,000 apiece. I have an idea. How about use that money to make more public bathrooms so the problem goes away? But they're putting detectors in there so they can write tickets and citations. It's just very, very bad quality thinking. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Syria has signed an agreement with Russian oil and gas company Soyuz Neftegaz for joint oil exploration off the Mediterranean coast. And this, of course, is going to be a major incentive for the United States of America to somehow figure out a way to go back in and attack Syria and take it over. Because the real goal of all of these wars is for the United States to conquer the resource-rich areas of the planet, oil, gas, minerals, and force them to sell those resources only for the U.S. dollar, so that other nations needing those resources first have to bring real wealth to the United States to get those pieces of ink and paper with which to go back to countries like Syria and then buy their oil. And it is a reminder that in this period where the United States is making war across the globe, Russia's making deal. Why? They have a powerful economy that gives them the wealth to make these deals. Why do they have that powerful economy? Because Putin took control of Russia's central bank to turn the Russian public currency back into a public utility. And just as was the case with Germany's adoption of a value-based currency and state central banking, it will be the excuse for a new world war. We're already in it. They're just looking for a reason to escalate it. I don't know about you. I don't want to have a war with Russia or China. It's going to end badly for everybody but the money junkies who've got their bunkers. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here. Jim in Georgia. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. They had tried bathrooms, public bathrooms in Atlanta, and the problem with that was there was unmentionable things going on in the bathrooms. The only way they could do that was to have an attendant there all the time. You can't put cameras in there, but that was the problem. They can't control the drugs and illicit things that go on there. So,
well, I mean, we know how to solve the drug problem in this country. I mean, legalize it to take out the profit motive, and certainly they should shut down the biggest drug smuggler in the entire nation, which is the Central Intelligence Agency.
I agree. They always go after the little guy with a $20 bag, and never once a year you'll hear about the big deals, you know. But so we know. Someone's getting paid off to hide that. But no, my main concern was about public bathrooms, that there's too many bad things going on. And
yeah, but you're going to have those behaviors going on any place that's concealed from public eye, you know, a back corner of a of a train platform when the trains aren't there, in the elevators. I mean, people pass drugs in elevators, which is where they're putting these urine detectors. I think probably the company that makes these $10,000 urine detectors, it really costs that much to build a unit. I think it's another sweetheart deal. Somebody contributed to somebody's campaign, and they get the payback there.
You could put a person in there to watch the bathrooms, but that would be too expensive. And of course, you can't find someone for $7.50 an hour to work that kind of job, you know. So,
well, I'll tell you what. You take some of these drug dealers that they are busting, and you start stringing them up from the streetlights at the corner, and I guarantee you the problem's going to start going away.
Right. Well, thank you, Michael. I just gave you my opinion.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we live in a nation where crime is allowed to happen because it creates economic opportunities. The reason this government does nothing about computer crime is they're getting a piece of the action in taxes from all these companies that sell you computer software. The reason they allow crime to continue is it justifies bigger budgets for the police departments and security companies. It's a self-feeding frenzy. It's the security industrial complex, and it all goes away if crime is actually stopped. It's just like the whole health industrial complex. If Americans were 100% healthy, that industry would collapse. Just like the medical establishment needs you to be sick, the police establishment needs you to be the victims of a crime. It's probably one reason why the FBI is telling their informants, go out, commit crimes. We need those. Keep the people afraid of the bad guys so they'll run to daddy government for protection. Now then, speaking of Big Daddy government being an abusive parent here, the corruption scandal over in Turkey is continuing to spread. And a lot of outside observers are saying that Turkey has responded to criticisms over the corruption and the calls for Erdogan to resign with classic police state tactics. Press freedom has been compromised. Censorship has become automatic and standard. Dissenters and protesters are being attacked. Anybody who challenges the authority of the government is automatically labeled a terrorist. We're getting kind of close to that stuff here in the United States of America. And Erdogan is favored by the West because he represents wealth, power, and privilege. Turkey's entire economy represents capitalism's dark side, unrestrained profit-making, privatizations, cheap labor, deregulation. That's why Erdogan and the U.S. were aligned hand in glove, as it were, with regard to Syria. But now we're starting to see a huge public outcry among the Turkish people. Will the United States go in and claim that the Turkish people are al-Qaeda militants that must be defeated to protect Erdogan? Probably. Seems to be the standard excuse here. Now, the other day we were talking about this amazing study that was done up at UC Davis, where they set up a test environment, a room, and they brought in a bunch of drug and bomb-sniffing dogs and their handlers and said, go through and find the drugs and the bombs, and we will score you on that. The trick was the environment was completely clean. There were no drugs, no explosives. 85% of the dogs and their handlers claimed they were getting a signal that there were drugs or bombs in the test environment, even though they could not actually locate them. 85% false positive. And, of course, when you get a false positive on the dog, that allows you to go in and search people, strip search them, go into the car, rip up the flooring, and tear it all apart in the war on drugs and terror. Now we're getting a very interesting story out of Op-Ed News. There is a lawsuit against then-Governor Jim Gibbons regarding the K-9 program that he approved to target drug runners in Nevada. And apparently the claim is Nevada Highway Patrol Commander Chris Perry intentionally undermined the program because the dogs were not actually trained to smell drugs and explosives. They were trained to respond to hidden cues by the handlers. So if the cues wanted an excuse to go in and search somebody's property, they'd give the sign to the dog. The dog would do the little trick that says, oh, I'm smelling drugs. And the police would say, the dog says there's drugs there. We get to come in and search. And apparently, when they would find excessive amounts of money, they would take it under the civil forfeiture laws and then tell the homeowner, look, the dog said you had drugs. This must be drug money. If you want it back, you will have to go to court and prove you came by the money innocently. That's the way the civil forfeiture laws work. Because civil forfeiture is against property and not people, the presumption of innocence and the Bill of Rights don't apply. You have to go to court and prove you came by that property innocently. If they get a positive hit on the drug dog that's been trained to give a positive hit on command, they can take your house. They can take your car. And so there's this huge lawsuit that is winding up about this. It's a 103-page complaint that the entire canine program in Nevada, the Highway Patrol, was geared to giving the police excuse to engage in civil forfeiture, not actually deal with drug criminals. And we know it's going to happen. It'll go to court, and the judge will say, oh, no, this is the government. You can't sue them. Everything the government does is absolutely fine. Now, again, we're 2 days past Christmas. Yesterday was Boxing Day, and we're seeing a lot of stories coming out as parents are looking at the brand new hottest computer games they just bought their children, and they're actually seeing the screens. They're very concerned. One example is a game called Payday 2, which is basically a first-person shooter game through a shopping mall. Not unlike what happened supposedly down in Nairobi. And people are very concerned that these games are basically making it acceptable thought processes for kids to be running around with guns. You toss in a bottle of SSRIs, and you're going to wind up with plenty of real blood for the gun grabbers to wave around. And there was such a huge potential for computer games and this focus on military training. I mean, Canada is now using Call of Duty to train their real soldiers on how to fight in the urban environment. I mean, there's other subjects out there for games besides crime and death and mayhem. I was always hoping that we were going to see the virtual reality environment allow people to tour places like the Louvre without actually flying to France and having to be subjected to the TSA looking for Arabic language flashcards. Wait a minute, those are Arabic numerals on your smartphone. You must be a terrorist, and you're off and running here. Now, speaking of the gun grabbers and going the other way, down in South Carolina, Nikki Haley, who is a pro-gun governor, is proudly showing on her Facebook and social media the brand new Beretta her husband bought her for Christmas. Shows herself training with it at the gun range. And good for Nikki getting out there and saying, yes, we have a Second Amendment. We have a right to these firearms. All righty, we're going to grab a quick phone call here. Kyle in Philadelphia. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing all right.
I don't know if you get a chance to watch the morning news programs, you know, like the Today Show or the Morning Show or whatever they call it. But each show this morning, less than 5 minutes apart, had a story on the stock market reaching the greatest heights it's ever reached, at, you know, the upward 16,000, and a bunch of reasons why it got there, none of which held any water. But then conversely, you go onto the internet and every other major news site that I have seen, the ones that I trust, alternative media, is pretty much saying that there's a chart out showing the dollar index from the past, I guess, 2 years, and it dropping precipitously.
Yeah, if you correct the stock market for inflation or if you revalue it in gold, the stock market's in a major decline. It's all numbers. I got to take a break for commercials. I'll be back with more about the games with the stock market.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Women. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we know the stock market, going all the way back to the Clinton administration, has been transformed into a political banner, so that when you see those numbers going up and up, the government can point to it and say, see, the stock market is okay. That means the economy is okay. And if you're going hungry or you've lost your job or your home, really, it's your own fault, because we've got these wonderful numbers we have on the stock market to prove that the economy is really doing just fine. And there are a couple of problems with that. First of all, the stock market is not the entire nation. The stock market is this giant open-air casino that's run for the benefit of people on Wall Street. It is not the entire nation's economy. Second, starting with the Clinton administration, we had this special president's advisory team on the markets, otherwise known as the plunge protection team, that would intervene in the market anytime it looked like it was going to correct downward. And they have been jamming the numbers higher and higher and higher using all kinds of market manipulation. We know that the high-frequency computer traders are gaming the markets up. And we know that this current stock market is more overvalued now than it was in 1929. Plus, as that previous caller was mentioning, if you replot the chart for the stock market in a constant value in order to correct for the inflationary spiral of the dollar itself, you will see that the stock market's actually been in decline. The numbers look good, but the real value and health of the market isn't that good. And by the way, at the moment, despite all the trumpeting that we saw earlier in the day about how today is driving the market up even higher, the results are mixed. It's been in the red for a good part of the day. They're just trying to get it back into the green here. And they can't keep it up forever. Now, we were saying earlier in the show that roughly half of all this quantitative easing that we're seeing coming out of the Federal Reserve is used to buy Treasury bonds to prop up the U.S. government. The other half is used to prop up Wall Street. We were talking yesterday about this PBS show that had two economists on there to argue over whether or not the Federal Reserve's primary mission is propping up Wall Street, and it was a big surprise. Both of their guests said, yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. They're just creating money out of thin air. They're showering it all over Wall Street to buy what Wall Street is selling, mostly what the Federal Reserve is doing with that money. They're buying up all the failed mortgage bundles from 2008. And because all of that money does represent a loan to the American people, somewhere down the road, your descendants will be taxed to pay that money back. In other words, the federal government is taking all of these failed mortgage bundles from the 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud. They're dumping them on the American people. And that is fascism. Fascism is a system in which if you make money, you get to keep it. And if you lose money, the losses are transferred onto the people. That's fascism. That's where we are. We're not a capitalist nation any longer. We have devolved into outright economic fascism. All righty. Now then, just to sort of thumb my nose at the global warming people, you've probably been hearing on the corporate news where there was this Russian research vessel that was recreating an historically important voyage to Antarctica that ran into trouble when it hit a lot of ice that they didn't expect was going to be there, and they got stuck. And now there is a Chinese icebreaker, one of their best, trying to get to the Russian ship. They have run into problems because they're finding the pack ice is considerably thicker than anybody thought it was going to be. It's running between 3 and 4 meters thick. Now, we're going into winter right now in the Northern Hemisphere. In Antarctica, they're just hitting the start of their summer season, and they're hitting record ice. And there is some question whether this Chinese ship is going to be able to make it through to that Russian ship and pull them clear. And still, the carbon Nazis are out there pushing this whole thing. Story over at pressofatlanticcity.com. Rising sea threatens the wetlands and seafood species, study says. And they're citing a study put out by NOAA, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, specifically the Fisheries and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, with funding from the U.S. EPA. And with all of that money thrown at it, yes, global warming is rising the seas. And NOAA and the U.S. government are still pushing this global warming claptrap as hard as they can. NOAA came out claiming that 2013 was the hottest year on record. IPCC's own report has come out and admitted we're in the 17th year with no detectable warming. And NOAA is still out there. It's hot. It's broiling. It's really, yeah, forget about all that snow and ice all over the place. Forget about that 50-car pileup on the ice-covered roads of Pennsylvania. It's really, really hot. We're only a few days into winter, and already half the United States is under snow. And we know what's going on. If they're pushing this hard, this is more than just trying to save the reputation of all those agencies and scientists who signed on to the global warming hoax. Obamacare, as a means to extract vast amounts of wealth from the American people, is a complete failure. And with all this emphasis on trying to convince us that this harsh winter really isn't all that harsh and the warming is still going on, I am predicting that come the spring melt, Obama is going to be hitting us with a carbon tax because they are that desperate for money. They don't care what they have to say, what they have to do to get it from you. Now, obviously, NOAA's claim that 2013 is the hottest year on record is belied by the 1930s, in particular 1937, which was considerably warmer than our current climate, and the world did not end. And over at Stephen Goddard's website, they figured that NASA's found a fix for that, because NASA got caught editing the temperature record for the 1930s to make it cooler, ostensibly because they found something in the ice cores of Iceland that allowed them to say, we can ignore all those meteorologists who were taking careful temperature records in the 1930s. For 10 years, every meteorologist in the country was keeping temperature records. They're all wrong, because we found a piece of ice in Iceland that tells us the 1930s were actually much cooler. They're fudging the data. Winston Smith, white courtesy telephone. Winston Smith, white courtesy telephone. And so NASA is back into selling this lie. And it tells you that any of these government organizations, agencies, absolutely are driven by political agenda, not the real science. And they just keep on doing it. Because if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. Meanwhile, again, over at Stephen Goddard's, Antarctic ice, sea ice area is increasing by 3,800 Manhattans per decade. That's certainly what the Russian ship and the Chinese icebreaker have found out. They went down there believing the official government statements about how much ice there was and how thin it was, and boy, did they get a surprise. Could be a lethal one. Global sea ice area is closing in on an all-time New Year's Day record. Now, the last record was back in 1989. The sea ice area was 17.9 million square kilometers, and it looks like this new year may surpass that. Now, back in 1977, remember back in 1977, these climate scientists were saying, we're on the verge of a new ice age. Turns out they may have actually been right. And meteorologists were going public saying these climate scientists aren't real scientists. They're not looking at the real data. They're just creating computer models that say, oh, these horrible things are going to happen. And we know those models aren't going to work because they're based on the same premise that weather forecasting software works. And because of chaos theory is the reason weather forecasting software is usually no good after about 4 or 5 days out. And these climate scientists are claiming to know what the climate will be doing 100 years from now. And obviously they blew the prediction from just 10 years ago saying snow would be a thing of the past. But there's a lot of funding still out there backing this global warming hysteria because government needs their carbon taxes. And Al Gore needs you to buy his carbon credits. And that's what's driving all of this. Got to take a break for Phyllis Schlafly and commercials. We will be right back.